Been moving all around the Taipei area.
Oh, this always feels good.
It's 5:30 in the afternoon here in Kathmandu, Nepal.
Okay, just a few hundred steps to go, and I'm at the top of the platform here of Swayamvunath, the monkey temple.
I was drinking a mixture of beer, a rice wine, and I am really feeling it now.
I am up at 3:30 in the morning. Go to a tuna auction.
I am here in Mumbai, India.
And I'm here in Tokyo, Japan for Sakura, the cherry blossoms.
It's 7:45 in the morning here in Phnom Penh, and I'm just going to try to cross the street. I'm going to try on a crosswalk.
It's 6:15 in the morning, and I think I'm one of the only people in Ta Prohm. This is the Tomb Raider Temple.
Hi, I'm John Sabo, and this is the Far East Travels Podcast.
Hey there, it's John Sabo from Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. And in this episode, I'm going to be covering off what's going on here with the COVID-19 situation here in Vietnam and then other parts of the region and in East Asia as well. And the things I've been saying the last few weeks about, you know, it could be a time to travel. It's definitely not a time to travel. Definitely not a time to travel. So we'll get into that in this episode. Three different ways you can support me and the Far East Travels podcast, and I really do appreciate the support and the people that already have been supporting me, such as my Patreon followers. I thank you so much. That always helps me sustain or put energy into the podcast. So there's actually three different ways now you can support me and the podcast and the other things that I do, either by becoming a patron and having a monthly pledge, or you can do one-time donations either to my PayPal account or to a special fund that I have set up right now just to help me get through the rough spots here. So there'll be three links in the show notes. Just check those out. And any kind of donation would be wonderful. There is not a donation that is too small. And I appreciate everything. Thank you. So, no, it's unfortunately just not a good time to travel. There's just, you know, international flights have been cut out of most of the Western countries, especially the people that listen to this podcast. You know, Australia, I think, has almost eliminated all of their international flights. The same thing is happening in Canada. Even in Vietnam here, Vietnam Airlines is discontinued its international flights until further notice. So, I mean, getting from your home out to one of these places alone is going to be hard, then let alone all the things you have to deal with here. So I'm going to be informing you in what's going on here. And you might be already on the road. I know I've been talking to people that are in Southeast Asia currently still traveling, and they've been having a good time. But things are changing here almost on a daily basis, almost every few hours. So it makes it very unpredictable and very hard to travel. So, you know, 3 weeks ago when I was saying, it would be a good time to travel, I never thought that things would end up the way they are right now. So as far as Vietnam goes, this week, March 18th, saw the return of 7,000 people that hold Vietnamese passports. A lot of these people are students that have been studying abroad, either in Europe or either studying or working around Southeast Asia, and they've all returned home. And 7,000 of them returned on March 18th, and all of them were tested for the COVID-19 virus. Now, they originally had everything set up here, and they've pulled out the stops here in Vietnam. I have to say, I feel very safe being in Vietnam, the way they're acting, the way the government's been relentless on, you know, stopping certain countries or citizens from entering here. The organization... Vietnam actually was the first country in the world to eliminate SARS in 2003. And they were mentioned by the World Health Organization at that time as being the first country to do that in April 2003. So they have a reputation and a record for being very decisive and acting quickly on these situations. I think the West could certainly learn a lot from places like Vietnam, Taiwan, and Korea, in how to respond and how to deal with this situation that's very serious. They also have a population here that is certainly willing to contribute. They're not maybe in some ways thinking so much of themselves as thinking about the country as a whole and the people as a whole. Whereas in the West, there definitely is a more thinking of yourself first attitude. And, you know, we have all those people in Florida on the beach mingling with everybody saying that, you know, well, if I get it, it's okay. And they don't realize that they're carriers and they could actually, even if they're not going to be affected by it, they could, in effect, pass on that virus to somebody that might not have the same kind of immune system or have underlying health conditions that could be fatal. They're not thinking that way. And I think that's the difference with some of these countries out here in the East and the West, is that there's a more thinking of the group first, not myself first. And that's helping expedite this, you know, what they need to do. So in Ho Chi Minh City and in Hanoi, they received all these people this week. So they're all in quarantine right now. I think there's over 30,000. There could be even up to 40,000 people in quarantine right now in Vietnam. Now, that's not meaning that all those people could have it. They're just being quarantined until they know that they don't or are not carriers of the virus. But all of those 7,000 people that returned this week are being tested or have been tested for COVID-19. So there was a little bit of a spike right away. There was 10 new cases of it over the last couple of days. So the total caseload now is about 86. No fatalities so far here in Vietnam. And 16 have fully recovered. Now, there's also been, and I've got a YouTube series going right now called The COVID Diaries. I hope you check that out on my YouTube channel, John Sabeau. I'm going to be every few days or every couple days, if I can, if I've got something to say or something to talk about, I'm going to be sharing with you what's going on here and just daily stuff in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. So I hope you check that out. But I was talking on the last video I just uploaded about the reports of discrimination here. And I'm not so sure if it's discrimination, but certainly people, there is definitely a stigma about being a foreigner right now, particularly Westerner, with all of the COVID cases. You know, before all of these people arrived this week in Vietnam, returning home, of the last 60 COVID cases, 22 of them were foreigners. So I can see why people would react the way they would. But there, apparently there was reports of some businesses in Hanoi that were saying they were not going to be serving foreigners at this time. And then I think there was a couple of gyms that weren't allowing foreigners to sign up, but they had foreigner clients that were allowed to come to the gym. So I wouldn't say that's discrimination. You know, if they're allowing their current members that are foreigners to come to the gym, but not new foreigners to sign up, I can't see that as being discrimination. So that's kind of what's going on there. Now, I have not experienced that at all here in Ho Chi Minh City. I was walking down District 1 today. I went to the Vincom Mall. I wanted to do some shopping at Vinmart there. And, you know, there was a gentleman out trying to wave me into his cafe there. He had the lunch crowd there. And, you know, I think if there was discrimination, they wouldn't be doing that. So I haven't seen that at all. I'm sticking, of course, you know, to places that know me. So, you know, if they've seen me for a few weeks in a row or even maybe up to a year off and on, then they're probably going to be a lot more comfortable with me. But I think generally people here are just kind of keeping a distance from each other right now. I mean, I'm in this outdoor cafe here right now, where it's the third floor that's outdoor. And let me just look behind me. There's maybe five. This is a fairly large floor, and there's maybe a half a dozen people on here, all spread out. We have lots of space between each other. Normally, there's a lot more people here. I'm doing this at about 5:45 local time. So this is what you're seeing around Ho Chi Minh right now, and I'm sure other parts of Vietnam. There's not a lot of people going out. I mean, thankfully and fortunately, we have a very, very strong infrastructure of home delivery here. You can have almost anything home delivered. So there's really no need to go out if you don't need to. And, you know, right now, keeping distance is probably a good thing for a lot of people. So if you walk by a restaurant right now and you see a crowd in there, it's usually drivers picking up food for their clients, for their customers. So here in Vietnam, they've also closed off a couple of towns that are popular with tourists. Mone, the beach resort that's famous for its sand dunes. I think it's only about four. I still haven't gone up there yet, but it's about 4 hours, I think, from Ho Chi Minh City. They've closed that off to visitors, as well as Sapa in the north. Sapa is a wonderful place if you're ever going to the north of Vietnam. It's about a five-hour bus ride from Hanoi, and it's a wonderful town with lots of hill tribe villagers and a completely different type of culture. And that's a wonderful place to visit, but visitors aren't allowed there currently. So that's what's going on here. So I had thoughts of traveling around other parts of Vietnam, but at this time I don't think I will be until I see that things start to get a little more calm and settled. So it's very difficult for foreigners to be returning at this time. And actually, I talked to somebody that is up in Hue currently about extending their visa, their Vietnam visa. And this is something also here for people that are traveling that maybe don't want to go home, that would rather stay in a place, maybe like if they're in Taiwan or Vietnam, because they feel more safe here. It's a little bit problematic at the moment, because the government keeps, you know, kind of going back and forth. So I talked to an agent about a visa renewal yesterday, renewing a three-month visa, and they said at this time that government was allowing three-month renewals, but last week they weren't. So, and they said to me it can change at any time. So, you know, if you're wanting to stay and your visa's running out, then you need to talk to an agent right away. That goes for wherever you are. As far as other parts of the region go, I heard from a subscriber in Kuala Lumpur that was telling me they're under lockdown right now for 14 days. Fortunately, we're not under lockdown here, but all of the bars and clubs, massage parlors, cinemas, places like that are all closed currently in Ho Chi Minh City until the end of the month. Same thing in Hanoi. Same thing in Bangkok as well, including boxing stadiums as well. Any place where large groups gather. Can you imagine what kind of effect that'll have on Bangkok? You know, one of the most vibrant nightlife scenes in the world. Pretty much closed down right now. So that's what's happening around here. And then the land borders between Cambodia and Vietnam are closed off right now, other than goods being transported. They're trying to keep the borders open so goods can be transported, but citizens are not allowed to cross either one. Vietnamese aren't allowed to cross into Cambodia. Cambodians aren't allowed to cross into Vietnam at the moment. And then Vietnam is denying visas for the next 30 days. But why would you want to come here right now? I certainly wouldn't recommend it, unless it's something that you have to do. If you have a relationship here, or you have a business here or something like that, then of course it's important for you to return. But currently they're denying visas for the next 30 days. And Vietnam Airlines has discontinued international flights. Vietjet had discontinued, I think, most of their flights in Southeast Asia right now. And Thailand has postponed Songkran, their new year, in April, which usually which happens every year, April 14th, I believe, as well as the Khmer New Year in Cambodia, and Phi Mai in Laos and Myanmar has their New Year. They all happen on the same day, but I haven't heard what those respective countries are going to be doing. But Bangkok or Thailand has decided to postpone the holiday, because it's a huge holiday, of course, in Thailand, and people come from other parts of the world to visit, or return home. A lot of Thais move around the country, going back to, with family or going to their hometown. So that's been postponed for now. And then we know about the bars and everything that have been closed for now in Bangkok and, of course, here in Ho Chi Minh City and in Hanoi. So hopefully we'll be talking about traveling again. And in the meantime, we're just, all we can do is think and dream about travel. Thanks so much for listening to the episode. And if you want to send me some feedback, connect with me. If you've got some ideas on what we should be talking about or what I should be talking about right now or things I need to share with you, you can send me an email, john@fareasttravels.com, or you can just connect with me on Facebook. That's really easy. Far East Travels Podcast. We now have a dedicated Facebook page for the Far East Travels Podcast. Or just Far East Travels, or John Sabo Official. Either one of those Facebook pages, I would love to connect with you there. And then on Instagram, it's John Sabo's Far East Travels. I post a story daily on Instagram, and you can also follow me on Twitter, FarEast_Travels. We help others discover the Far East Travels Podcast by writing a review in the iTunes Store. I'll leave a link in the show notes. Just follow that link. Make sure you're signed into your iTunes account. Then rate the podcast out of 5 stars and then write your review, and you'll help others discover the Far East Travels Podcast. Well, I know I'm not recommending travel right now, but until next time, I do wish you safe travels and namaste.